In the fall of 2013, Gary Temple Bodley began channeling a group of non-physical teachers known as Joshua. Soon thereafter, Joshua asked Gary to start writing. They have since produced 4 books and answered hundreds of questions in written form. In the spring of 2016, on the Law of Attraction cruise, Gary underwent hypnosis and Joshua spoke through him for the first time. Since that time, Gary has been practicing channeling Joshua verbally in live weekly calls with one-on-one students. These Joshua calls are now available to those of you joining us on the Leading Edge of Thought. This is the expansion of the Law of Attraction. This is Joshua Live. We're thrilled you're here.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Joshua Live. I'm Gary Temple Bodley. Today's episode is all about what physical reality is, what we're missing in our perception of physical reality, the illusion that we're buying into, and what's the truth behind the illusion. I think you're going to find a lot of fun. Make sure you listen to the very last question, because when Joshua came through with the answer to this last question, I was filled with chill bumps. It's really, really, really cool. So listen all the way to the end. Thanks again for supporting us. The best way to support us is to subscribe to this podcast, to like it, to leave your comments, to definitely make a review, and to share it with your friends. Also, please make sure that you join our private Facebook group, The Friends of Joshua. Just search Friends of Joshua, you'll find it, and we'll let you into that group. And if you would like our free 7 days course, How to Process Limiting Beliefs in 7 days, it's all free. Just send me an email to joshuateachings@gmail.com. So thanks again for being here and enjoy the show. We are thrilled to be here.
Yay! Welcome.
Thrilled to have you with us.
We would like to start by showing our appreciation to you. To you brave souls who have gathered together to embark on a journey of understanding, to understand a little bit more about what's going on in your reality. For the fun and pleasure of it, not for any specific purpose, not to get anything done, not to solve any problems or create anything that you think is lacking, but just for the fun of this conversation, to see where it goes, to see where maybe we can bring down some perspectives or some insights from where we exist to show you how to more effectively navigate your reality for more joy, for more fun, for more excitement, for more self-discovery, for less resistance, for less fear, for more love. You see, you're moving from fear to love. You're moving from resistance to acceptance. You're moving from problems and difficulties and lack to freedom and joy and abundance. And doesn't it seem like the joy and the abundance and the fun and the freedom and the exhilaration and the satisfaction and the excitement, doesn't that seem like it's worth the trip, worth the ride? Well, it is, and we promise you it is. But sometimes you can't see the other side from where you are because limiting beliefs bring up fear, and the fear says, don't go over there. Don't do that thing you think you should do because it's not safe. Who knows what's going to be over there? What if you become authentic? What if you allow everyone to see who you truly are? What if you accept everyone around you? And what if they don't show that acceptance back? What if you maybe need to protect yourself or create barriers or come into some situation that causes you to experience more resistance or to experience a manifestation event? And we say from our perspective, if you do something out of inspiration and you land right into the middle of a manifestation event, then that's good. If you move out of your comfort zone and try something new and then feel negative emotion, that's good. Why? Because you've had the chance to discover a limiting belief that's sort of blocking you from becoming all that you intended to be. You see, you're missing a little something in your perception of reality. That little something is that you are connected to all that is, that you are part of all that is, that every single other person, every single other life form, every single other non-life form, every piece of matter, every bit of energy is all you. It's you. In the non-physical, you'll know it. You'll be it. There will be no confusion going on here. you will understand that when you set your vision on another entity of the non-physical, that you will recognize them and know them intimately. Well, the same is true here in physical reality. Everyone that you encounter, you are eternally linked to. You are part of, you are one with. And yet you say, well, that person isn't good, or that person isn't up to speed, or that person has a set of beliefs that cause them to say this and behave this way. And I judge that as less than me or greater than me or in some kind of fear, and they're wrong. Well, the thing is that everyone is on their journey, that everyone came with pre-birth intentions, that everyone is here to explore something, and you can never know what that is. And the interesting thing about physical reality is it is a platform where you feel as if you're an individual, but that individual feeling is just an illusion that allows you to go along a journey of self-discovery. And so when you meet up with somebody, you assess the situation. Maybe it's a waitress and they play with the role of the waitress. And you say, well, this makes sense. I'm at a restaurant. Here's a waitress coming to take my order, and that person should be there. Then you might judge that person. You might say, that's a good waitress or a bad waitress. And we want you to remember that every single person that flows into your reality is an absolute perfect reflection of what you're believing, what you're thinking, and how you're perceiving reality. You see, there are no mistakes. There are no mistakes at all. The universe, your intention is all working together to do two things simultaneously, to split you apart so that you can consciously bring yourself back together. Now, this is an individual thing. From your individual perspective, as a human living in physical reality, you have a certain perception of reality. That reality might say to you, play it safe, separate yourself, do not have too many interactions. Make sure that you bring in those that you know and that you love, and keep out all the rest. All the rest who are doing all these things all over the world that you might or might not agree with. Keep those people out, and only keep close the ones who conform to your belief system. And this is part of this structure here, this platform of physical reality, to sort of separate you, to sort of think that you need to be protected. But if you can get over that perception, if you can understand that you are one with all that is, then when you see a squirrel, you will know that that squirrel is eternally linked to you. When you see a cat, you'll know that cat is eternally linked to you. When you see any other human, whether it's in your physical presence or on a video or on a podcast or on a news story, that person that you think is experiencing something horrible or doing something horrible is actually part of the program of all that is. And that person is in your awareness for a reason. For a reason. They are always serving you. If any other person comes into your reality in any other form, they are there to reflect back to you exactly what you're thinking, what you're believing, and who you're being. So drop your resistance to all of that. It is all good. It is all necessary. Raise your vibration. Elevate your standard, your baseline of love and acceptance. And accept them all. Accept them all. And the more acceptance you offer, the more love you offer, the more you will find wonderful people coming into your reality. And with that, we'd like to talk to you about anything you'd like to talk about. Who would like to start?
I would like to jump in.
Excellent.
I would love just to talk politics for a moment.
Our favorite subject.
Yes, mine too. I, Jeff, have always been a left-leaning liberal Democrat. I've always associated with that. I've always vibrated with that platform. I find it inspiring and aspirational. And
tell us really quickly one thing that you find inspiring about that specific leaning.
That it feels more positive than the Democrat association feels more positive, whereas I, my feeling, my association with other viewpoints hasn't, doesn't feel as good to me.
So right? There's a belief system there that says that the basic structure of that party is equality and inclusiveness.
Is inclusiveness and equality, yes.
What is the basic structure?
My ego believes that.
What is the basic structure of the opposite party, the party that you do not agree with?
Well, that's the interesting part that I want to ask about is over the last couple of years, I've been playing with the idea of this, that there is no wrong. Everything is right and everything is good and everything is perfect.
And everything is balanced.
And everything is balanced. And I've been going back and forth and it's actually made me enjoy watching politics even more as if I'm like a spectator. Although I always associate with my team, I still like the back and forth of the game of it all.
And when you have no skin in the game, when you are on that bell curve at the top of the curve, being neutral as possible, then you can be the greatest right. spectator.
Exactly, exactly. And I'm hoping you can just sort of, I don't know if I have a question. I'm just hoping you can sort of expand on the idea of us viewing politics and enjoying it, allowing us to emotionally get caught up in it, but viewing it as a, more of a game and rather
the only way you'd be emotionally caught up in any subject is if you perceive that your outcome is affected by one side or the other, you see. So if you say, I resonate with these beliefs and this party, if it should get into office, is likely to move my personal belief system forward. What you're asking for is agreement. I agree that equality and inclusiveness are things that I aspire to and things that would be good for all. And yet what you're saying is if you allow that party or if that party gets into office, then that is good for you specifically, that you will benefit by it. But of course, you cannot be affected or your reality cannot be created by anyone outside of you. So they literally have no power over you whatsoever. Neither party does. The government in general has no possible way it can actually create in your reality. So this is the basis we'd like you to start with. You are the sole creator of your reality. Now, you can and often are influenced by others. And you might say, if the opposite party gets into office, then they are going to further divide the country. And this is a bad and wrong thing. So you notice the bad and wrong there is the judgment of it based on your belief system. Based on the belief system that now I'm a victim to this other party, the opposing party, and they could do me harm in some way. And we say everything is a balance. You must have one over the other. You must have one over the other. Back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And you will notice that the wave of the country, the wave of the opinions, will move like a pendulum backwards and forwards. And if you want to trace back the elections of past, you will see one party gets elected, the next party gets elected, the first party gets reelected, the next party gets into office, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, in a beautiful dance of this pendulum, you see. Because no matter what would happen, there would always be a movement to the right and a movement to the left and a movement to right. You think there's a center, but if you would actually historically look, 100 years ago, the center was way over here, was way different than it is now, was way more in fear than it is now. It's actually moved towards love. That line, that center line has moved towards love. So if you can adopt the idea that you're the creator of your reality and take a stance of neutrality, just like we do, we have no skin in the game. We have no favorites. We do not wish for one over the other because we know that there's a perfect balance. There is a balance of ideas, a balance of ideology. And you wish for agreement because you perceive that in agreement, you create harmony. That's not what harmony is. Harmony is the different voices all singing at once. From your perspective that's limited, you say there is a cacophony. It's just noise. But from our perspective, it's beautifully balanced. And that's the harmony you're looking for. Without skin in the game, without your preference, without your belief system asking you to pick sides, you would have no need to lose your focus. You see? Imagine picking a side and even being general enough to say you're on top of that curve, but you're slightly over to the left, and you are wanting a new government in there. And as things look now, it seems as if the new government is going to go in there. And so you can use that as an excuse to feel good, because your desire appears to be coming true. You can look at the polls, you can look at the momentum, you can look at this and that. But remember, what you're looking at is always attracted to you. You're not seeing the full picture. You're seeing the parts that resonate with what you want. Yet, once something happens that enters your awareness that conflicts or seems like your desire is not going to come true, then you're going to use that to fall out of alignment. You're going to use that to drop into fear. And then thoughts and urges to change the conditions or control the conditions will come flooding in, and now you've lost your focus. What's your focus? Your focus is on the well-being of all, on the love of all, on seeing how everything is working out, on maintaining your positive assumptions about your life and what you love and what you're passionate about, you see. This is for you to create a perception of reality that enhances your feelings. You're creating this to enhance and make it easier and easier and easier for you to keep your focus on what you prefer. So that we say, well, look at what you do not prefer. Look at what you do not prefer. Why not? Because there's a limiting belief. There's some belief that says, if this happens, it's going to affect me. But how could that be true? If you're the creator of your reality, nothing could affect you. And certainly, if you're so good at maintaining your focus on what you love, what you prefer, what you're passionate about, knowing that you're the creator of that reality, knowing that nothing can actually create in that reality, then you're talking about this idea of influence. Are things going to influence you away from your alignment? Or are you going to influence others towards their alignment? Excellent.
Great. That's great. Thank you. Thank you so much. That's a really, really beautiful way of viewing this season, because I think it can be an emotional roller coaster in a good way. And also sometimes when it pulls you out of alignment when you've least expected it. And I think that's where I'm at, because like, dancing with our interests and dancing with our things that inspire us also comes with a lot of fear. So it's going back and forth with the fear and understanding that the fear is giving us some sort of signal for us to look at a higher perspective. So
the signal is always, am I focused on that which is good, that which I enjoy, that which I'm passionate about, or am I influenced to drop that focus and drift away into something that I do not prefer, something I think is wrong? And if you can change your perception about all those things, every single thing you think is wrong, and view it from a higher perspective, the perspective that we have on every subject, the absolute neutral perspective, knowing that you do not have the information, that you do not know how it's going to play out, but over time, you certainly know that things are getting better and better and better. Now, you have a finite life experience. You've been on this earth for a certain amount of time, and you only know what you know. You can't really compare it to those living 100 and 200 years ago. But if you could spend a week 200 years ago, you would know how much things have gotten better. And we will promise you that as those of you who are adding love to the consciousness of this planet, those of you who are changing your relationship to wrong and seeing things as more right and more good and more beneficial, who are focused on what you love and what you enjoy, what you're happy about, what you're proud of, what you're focused on in a loving way. Well, we will promise you that that amount of love that you are bringing forth from non-physical to the physical is moving the collective consciousness from fear to love in a magnitude that you can't understand. The masses who are living in fear are living in less fear than those who lived 200 years ago, you see. It seems as if they're living in great fear, but it's not that true. It's only from a perspective of the life that you've lived so far on Earth in this relatively calm and relatively easy time, you see. And you are moving swiftly to better times and better times and better times and better times. Yet, there will always be those who are in fear. There will always be those who come to physical reality to experience lack and limitation, you see. And as you come forth, and those of you who are coming here to seek information on how to bring more love to your personal experience, well, all of the animals are doing the same thing. All of the trillions of cells in your body and the bodies of all other living beings are doing the same thing. The planet Earth is doing the same thing. The sun's doing the same thing. Raising the vibration at a speed with which you can keep up with, you see. Now, think about a baby born in 1920, 100 years ago. That baby was a vibrational match to the Earth at that time. That baby was prepared for everything that Earth was going through on that day, was up to speed with the technology of the day, was ready to experience what could be experienced in that time period. And as that baby grew through that life to 100 years old, and is 100 years today, that human has not kept up to the speed of the planet. And so they aren't quite up to speed with the technology. They are living in a little bit of fear because things are changing so rapidly. And yet, it's never been too fast for them. They've never been left behind, you see? So that just gives you some hope, some faith that the human species can handle whatever is coming at the time. Now, from your perspective, at the age you are, things are changing very quickly. At the age that you all are, things are changing very, very quickly. And so the tendency is to be in fear of the new. The tendency is always to be in fear of the unknown. Where is this going to go? Extrapolating it out. And you tend to use your imaginations to imagine the worst that could happen. And that brings in more fear. And then there is a mode of communication that's available to humanity now that did not exist before. And so people are expressing fears. People are expressing fears. People who you would never have talked to before, could never have talked to before 100 years ago, and who would not be brave enough to express their fears, would just keep silent, you see. And you wouldn't have listened to those people anyway, because you would have been focused on the newspaper or the government or your leaders or your teachers. Well, now that's all breaking down. The news media does not carry the weight it once did. Your leaders and what they are saying to you, you do not believe offhand. You question everything. And that is progress. That is wonderful progress. 100 years ago, someone might look at the president and say, this is the most important, special, intelligent man in the world. And you do not think that now, which is very, very good. Because 100 years ago, they believed back then that they had very little power and they had no intelligence coming through them. And today, more and more and more people are aware of their inner selves and of the infinite intelligence that's available to all. You need not look outside of yourself. You need not look to news media, to leaders, to teachers, to other people's opinions. Everything that is for you, all that information that you need to live the life that you intended to live, is always coming through you. And so if you can trust that information and quiet the noise around you, quiet your opinions, question your own opinions, and see from a higher perspective that everything's working out, well, then you've made it. You've made it to a place that we've only speculated could happen. We're looking down now, and we are so amazed at all of you who are willing to question your beliefs and question your leaders and question authority and question the structure of all the systems and say, no, we don't have to do it this way anymore. We can try another way. We are far more capable. We are far more intelligent. We are far more creative. And when you think like that, what comes to you? Inspiration. Inspiration, 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 flowing, flowing, flowing. Flowing for your life, flowing for your joy, flowing for your fun and your passions. Thank you. Who's next?
I have a question.
Yes.
So I have a question about the difference, if there is a difference, between projection and reflection. And specifically, I was dealing with a lot of criticism over the summer from some of the parents in my class. And I was starting to get tripped up about, okay, are they projecting onto me, or are they a reflection of what's in my mind?
Absolutely a reflection of you. You cannot receive any information from outside of you that isn't a reflection to who you're being, what you're thinking, what you're believing, your opinion of yourself in that area, and to sum all that up, your vibration, you see. Mm-hmm. Your vibration has within it a set of limiting beliefs and a set of beneficial beliefs. Included in that vibration is your pre-birth intentions, who you truly are. And you are making your way to who you truly are. You're moving from birth, knowing who you are, adopting a whole bunch of limiting beliefs and a whole much more beneficial beliefs, coming to a place to say, is this working? Is this working? Am I getting what I want? Is this the way reality works? You come to this information and you're here now on this call having this conversation. And you say, how is the most effective way to navigate this reality? Well, if you understood that the entire system is set up as a platform for self-discovery, and the self that you're wanting to discover is who you authentically are in the non-physical, the who that we see now, the who that we're looking at now, the who that is completely authentic, needs no approval from outside, because that can't matter. You see, in the essence of who you are as a being of love, you allow in with grace and ease any negative, any positive, and you say it's all good, because you can't see the difference between negative and positive. You can't see it. You see it as all good. There is no negative. You couldn't interpret something as criticism. It wouldn't be possible. You see, because there's no limiting beliefs in the authentic version of you. You are understanding that you're source. You're understanding that you're one with all that is. And that all those who are giving you criticism are simply you giving yourself criticism, because you need to understand the limiting belief. You are asking them for this. You see? So you exist now with some wobble in your vibration, some fear, some limiting beliefs. Some limiting beliefs about who you are. Who you are. Now, if without those limiting beliefs, you would be the authentic version of you. You would be a being of love, a limitless being of love. That's all well and good. You will never get there. You will never get there. You will just discover slightly more of who you are, slightly more of who you are. There's no reason to get there, because this is a journey of self-discovery, not a journey to get to a certain place. It's a peeling of the onion that's infinite. So anytime you perceive criticism, you must know there's a limiting belief. A limiting belief about your capability, your worthiness in that area. So the area is, as a teacher, as a professional in that area, I'm getting criticism. That means that I'm not good enough, I'm not worthy, there's something wrong with me. Now, of course, this is going to elicit desires in you. And a lot of people would have the desire to quit, to remove themselves from that situation, because the limiting belief is triggered and fear pops up. And with that fear comes urges to control the conditions. What's a good way to control the conditions? Quit. What's another way to control it? Fight back. Make them wrong. Prove them wrong. All trying to change the conditions. But if you act on any urge, you will never get to the underlying limiting belief. You will bypass the whole point of that manifestation event. So we say, welcome the criticism. Thank you for the criticism. Certainly, it brings up fear and negative emotion, but this is not as bad as you think it is. Because you've been existing with a certain amount of tension or resistance towards negative emotion. You've been existing throughout your life trying to step aside negative, trying to be good, trying to do everything everyone wants, you see, just so that you don't encounter this kind of criticism. Now, what do you think the criticism is really about?
Exactly that, me trying to do what everyone wants.
So and why do you care?
Because I feel like my worthiness is connected to their judgment of my worthiness.
Do they have any possibility to affect your life?
No.
Would they write letters, sign a petition, and have you fired?
Yes.
And what would that be then? What would happen if that happened?
It would definitely be for me.
Do you think that you would starve to death?
No.
Would you lose your home?
No.
Would anything really bad happen?
No.
Just would anything good possibly happen from that?
Yeah, definitely.
And so the limiting belief is just saying, I'm afraid of this thing in and of itself. It's like a little box there that every time you get a bad email, a comment from someone else, a sly look, anytime you get that, this box goes off, right? And you want to reduce the size of that box so that when it goes off, it's not so loud. And when it goes off, it's not so loud. And that it doesn't affect you and it doesn't take you out of your understanding that you're the creator. So imagine this. Imagine that you knew who you truly were, that you knew that you were here on a game to play a game of self-discovery, that you knew that you consciously, specifically you, set yourself in a birthplace with birth parents and siblings and all the stuff that was happening when you were born in that area. You knew you would adopt these limiting beliefs. And those limiting beliefs are specific to you, which drove you to become a teacher in the first place so that you could get this criticism, so that you could understand that it was meaningless. Drove you to come to this call today, drove you to ask this question. Everything that you have lived before has brought you to this moment and could not have been different. In fact, those criticisms created a desire to ask, what is happening here? What is happening here? And you were inspired enough now, after you had a little time away from it, not trying to change the conditions, but it got you thinking, let's ask Joshua about it. And then this question is now in the record for tens of thousands of millions of people who have the exact same question to be drawn through the law of attraction to this answer right now. Maybe, just maybe, your entire life led to that point where you were conscious enough to receive that criticism, not to drop down in despair and sorrow and say, why me, how come I'm no good? But to say, hold on, why did this happen to me? I know more. I understand I'm the creator of my reality. I have been involved in this information for a long time. I have knowledge that other people don't have. Why does it still feel bad? Well, maybe, just maybe, so that you would be inspired to ask this question. You see, who you truly are is a magnificent, limitless being, a spiritual leader and teacher that is coming forth. You're resisting it, as are all of you, thinking, I'm not worthy of that. What do I know? Who can I teach? What can I talk about? I have to have a degree, or I have to have some fame and some experience behind me. No, you are perfectly suited to teach what you need to teach. And maybe, just maybe, that role of teacher was who you always were. You couldn't be other. And you're just evolving out of that. because that system does not give you the satisfaction that you know is possible. That power that you have inside of you is not compatible with the system of fear and control. And maybe you need a little kick in the pants to realize that you can leave that behind now. And then you can focus on your passions and your interests and your desires. And you can stand up and be worthy and be counted and say, I am moving in this direction of love. And I am leaving behind all of that. And this is just a gentle goodbye.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you. I guess one other question that I have around this is this when I'm projecting on somebody, in my moments of clarity, I realize, oh God, that's completely about me. And I don't even think that that's a reality about the other person anymore. I'm just projecting.
So, you are perceiving something that you think is going right or wrong in the other person. And that from that perception of I see that person is right. I admire that person. I'm inspired by that person. Then you are inspired to say something or to think something or to write something, to give them a compliment, that sort of thing. When you see someone that you perceive is not doing something well, is having trouble, is having difficulty, you wish, because you're an uplifter, for them to do better, for them to see what you see. But it's always for you. It's always for you. It's always for you. Now, projecting. Can you project? You can influence other people, certainly, but that's up to them to take it or not take it. They may take it with a grain of salt, they may take it as an insult, and they may take it as a compliment. You have no possible way of knowing how they're going to take it, except that when you're inspired to say something and it causes another person to have a manifestation event, you might feel sorry that you said something to make them feel bad. Now, you must know that you cannot make them feel anything. Their limiting beliefs are going to go off, are going to be triggered. They're going to feel fear. You simply triggered a limiting belief. They feel bad. They perceive that you caused them to feel bad. They said, don't make me feel bad. Don't make me feel bad. You are the reason that I feel bad. So stop what you're doing. That's natural because they're diving into that consciousness of fear and their urges to control you and to fight back or to leave, you see. But what you've done is given them a gift. You've given them the gift a teacher gives. You've given them a chance to see that they have a limiting belief. They will expand through this experience. They might blame you forever, but that's up to them, you see? They might blame you further, but you were inspired to say something that hurt them. And you want to say, oh, I was a bad person. No, you couldn't have changed a thing. You had to say it. Their inner self and your inner self conspired to send you that inspiration that was so strong that you had to say what you said. So that when time goes by, when the dust settles, they have a chance to understand that their past perspective was limited. They have a chance, and you want to give them all the chance. This is what you all do as lightworkers. You don't always just inspire from a state of clarity and alignment. Sometimes you're inspired to say something, to push a button, so that they can get what they need. Now, their mode of operandi, their way they've been living, is to say, outside conditions make me feel something. So she said something mean to me, and I forever hate her. Well, that's okay. That's okay. That's okay. You've done your work. This is your work. So always be proud of whatever you say, no matter how it lands. No matter how it lands. Now, of course, if you want to go into the nuances of all this, if you want to nitpick all this, certainly you do not want to act when you're angry, when you're in a lower vibrational state, when you're in that fear. But even if you do, it's still perfect. It's still perfect. You cannot make a mistake. We want to emphasize that. You can never make a mistake. You can never set anyone off course. You don't have that much control. You might even look at a child in your classroom and think of a time where you said something that wasn't complimentary. And you think, oh, I just set them off in this path to destruction. Of course not. Of course not. They are always course correcting. Their inner self is always guiding them. always guiding them back on track, back on track, back on track, back on track to where they intended to go. See, where they intended to go, we do not know. You can't imagine what they intended. See, they've had millions and trillions and billions of lives. And each life adds up, adds up, adds up, adds up, adds up. And then they come to the point, well, how about doing this one? How about this? I don't really understand this. Let's try this. You don't know what that is. This platform is so diverse. It gives the opportunity for so many courses of discovery, of exploration. It's all good. It's all valid. And everyone is worthy of whatever they choose. A person cannot come into your classroom unless they're a vibrational match to you. Whatever classroom that is, some will come to show you your wobbles. Some will come to show you your brilliance. All of them are teachers because they are showing you something about who you're being in the moment. And if you could adopt this attitude of, oh, thank you, oh, thank you, 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 imagine how fun that journey would be. No resistance.
Yeah, thank you so much. That was really, really helpful. And addressed another thing that I constantly deal with is my displeasure in being the vehicle for other people's manifestation events. Still carrying that one, so thank you.
That is a universal thing that you're carrying. Everyone has that because your society has taught you to be good. Mm-hmm. You'll be good by not upsetting the apple cart. But sometimes the apple cart needs to be upset.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
Who's next?
I'll go.
Yes.
So I've released so much resistance and, you know, I've spent this last beyond a year now working on my limiting beliefs. I've developed this resistance to this fear of things that are too easy. It's just like, I got inspired. I could sell wine. And I'm like, no, that's just too easy. I've got an audience of like 25 frustrated moms. Like that wine would sell like wildfire. Writing comes easily to me. And I'm just like, well, there must be something wrong with this. This is too freaking easy. It's almost like I've been addicted for so many years prior to this to struggle and resistance that I'm suspicious when it's not there.
Humans like to use the phrase, I worked my ass off for this. They never did. They've never did. If they were involved in something they're passionate about, in something that gave them joy, they could put time in. But the time was blissful. The time was satisfying. It was enjoyable. Do you see? And so as you were efforting and struggling and trying to make things happen that you thought had to happen so that you could be abundant or you could be seen as good or you could be admired, you're trying to get the admiration, to get the abundance, to get the security, to get the like, love, and respect of others. That's where the effort was. Not in the creating of the things that you created. It was simply, it seemed like effort and struggle because you were resisting who you truly were. Once you get over that resistance, once you've come into a new perception of reality where you say, hold on here, I'm source. I could create anything. It should be easy. I'm capable. And I no longer need the validation of others. I no longer need security. I no longer need swads of money in the bank to make me feel secure. I no longer need to impress anyone with my certificates and my diplomas and my struggles and my history and how hard it was and how much I did and all the stuff that I accomplished. You see, you only accomplish stuff to get appreciation from others, which never came because no one ever cared. No one ever cared. They always doubted you. Because you always doubted yourself, no matter how many diplomas were on the wall, you see. Now, here you get to a place where you say, screw that. Screw that. That doesn't mean anything. It never did. I know more now. None of that stuff that I was learning was based in love. It was all based in fear and control. And I was only doing it to get these things I thought I lacked. Now that I understand that I lack nothing, that I lack nothing, because how could you lack nothing if you're anything of your source, you see? You have it all. All you are lacking is the clarity to see that you have it all. And so you'll have to take a leap of faith. You'll have to look at things from the higher perspective. And then you do that, and you say, all of a sudden, I'm not a perfectionist anymore. What happened? Oh, because I'm no longer wanting to make sure that I do things properly in order to get people to respect me. You see? I no longer need to dot my I's and cross my T's and make sure that everything is done perfectly, all that late nights and effort and struggle for one reason only. Not to create what you're creating, because that was created in the first 5 minutes. But all that going back and making it better and making it right was only to get respect from others, you see. Now that you've given that up, it can flow because there's no judgment when it comes out. The judgment before was, what will they think? What will they think? Oh, this isn't good. Oh, no, 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 no. Now it's easy. Why? No judgment, no resistance. Without resistance, everything's easy. Without resistance, everything's fun. Without resistance, wow, everything works as it's supposed to work, and you become highly effective. And when you spend a little time not resisting things and accepting how you're doing and how things are turning out, well, then when you do resist something, you'll know it. You'll know it and you'll laugh, because that's the old you. That's the old you that tried so hard to make, and it never worked. There was always some issue and always some cranky person coming by. Well, the cranky person was showing you your wobble. You had to have them come by. Well, now you don't need them to come by anymore. Why? Because you no longer have that wobble. You might have new wobbles because you've elevated to a whole new level, but you don't have that wobble. That wobble is not there anymore. That wobble is gone. So that cranky person doesn't show up. Doesn't show up. And so you move out of your comfort zone into something new. A new idea comes. How about selling wine to the moms? Brilliant, brilliant, brilliant. Oh, that's too easy. No, it's not. That's a brilliant idea. That's the idea. Sell the wine. Sell the wine. Now, it may not be for selling the wine. It may be for an interaction. It may be for a discovery. It may be for something else, you see? It's not always where you think it's going to go. But the idea is there. And if you think too far ahead, and if you judge that idea like you judged all your ideas, your old mode of operandi, your old way of being, judge, you're used to judging, okay? You're used to judging. So don't need to judge anymore. Be free. Make it easy. You will never, ever make it too easy. It'll never be too easy. You'll always have a little resistance in there, a little bit of, I don't know, a little bit of fear. That's okay. But the easier it is, the more it aligns with love. Because what's more easy than love?
Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you. Who's next?
Can I piggyback on that?
Absolutely.
Kate, hi, Joshua. So people do say, I've worked my ass off. And if you're an entrepreneur, you want to start something, you got to put in the time, you got to do it, you got to sacrifice, you got to give up your, you know, this and this. And it just seems so overwhelming. And then you're going to fail because hardly anyone succeeds after 10 years anyway. So it's like all this pressure. And you're saying maybe that's not true.
That's not true at all. Now, first of all, you are inspired for this idea for this business. You can't think about anything else. You talk to all your friends about it. You find somebody who wants to do it with you. You find all the suppliers. You find the space. You find everything. And everything works out easily. You're enthusiastic. You know it's going to work. You know it's going to work. And you get in there and you renovate the space and you buy the products and you do the marketing and you get your first customer and you are exhilarated. It's coming to fruition. Everything's working out. I am so excited about this. Look how it's working. And then there's an obstacle. Okay, I can handle that obstacle. Oh, look at this. And then you look back and go, my God, I handled that so well. And you're in a team with everyone. And it's late nights and people are like inspired and bringing up new ideas. And everyone is enthusiastic. And then you get bored. And then you start looking around. And then you start drifting. And then you start thinking, oh, I should have a boat. Oh, I should take vacation now. Oh, I've worked so hard. I deserve this. And then you start taking your focus away from that inspiration and that passion. And then you start setting goals. And then you start saying, if I make the goal, that'll make me happy. And if I miss the goal, that'll make me sad. And then it becomes a grind. And then you're just churning through it because it's no longer what it was. It's morphed into something else, you see. It's morphed into something else. And then you start paying attention to the problems. And then problems start coming at you. And then you end up failing. But you never failed, you see. You can't fail. It's not for a business to be started, to get to a certain point, and then to generate income for the rest of eternity. It's for the experience of bringing forth an inspired idea from the non-physical and turning it into a physical reality so that you can take a journey of self-discovery from who you were the day you started that business to who you were the day you got bored with that business and were ready for something else. The problem is no one lets it go. No one lets it go. They always want to plug in because they perceive that their abundance is tied to that business. No, it's not. The abundance is tied to the exhilaration and excitement. The universe is providing you everything you need every step of the way. And the focus in the beginning of that business was intense. And the focus by the end of the business was gone. It was the focus that brought in all the universal energies into that business and all the joy, all the excitement, all the exhilaration. And once the focus was taken off, once the owner started looking at the negative aspects rather than the positive aspects, once the owner started worrying about the future and projecting that worry into the future, then the limiting beliefs begin to show themselves and manifestation events happen. Now, if they were aware of how this system works, the system of self-discovery, they could say, that's an exciting idea. I feel like investing my time and my focus in that idea. And I'm going to see that I have wobbles. I have wobbles all along the way. And those wobbles have to be shown to me. I'm on a journey of self-discovery. The result of this journey is not a successful business by Western standards, you see. The journey to the end point of where I will arrive at some point, 5 years, 10 years later, that's the journey. That's the journey that I want to go on. And so I can only consider that a success. It cannot fail. It could fail by other people's opinions, but by my opinion, knowing what I know about the laws of the universe, as long as I'm on that journey, as long as I'm overcoming obstacles, as long as I'm processing limiting beliefs, as long as I'm not acting on urges to change the conditions, as long as I'm focused my energy on the initial idea and the culmination of that idea and the fun that I'm having every single day on that journey without dipping into fear, without pulling up urges to change the conditions. Can you imagine how fun that journey would be when you just let it go and you knew that you were going to attract the right people to work and you were going to attract the right customers and you were going to attract enough money and you were going to attract phenomenally wonderful experiences every single day, and that you would grow through these experiences and expand and expand and expand to come to a better awareness of who you authentically are. And you would know that you would come to a, you would start at a place of a bunch of limiting beliefs about your capability in this business. And as you pursued the business, well, you would process those limiting beliefs one by one, and they would get less and less and less intense. And you would ramp up your beneficial beliefs, and they would get more intense. And you would create a vibration that allows you to move with ease in this business. Now, the end result of you 10 years later is someone who does not need to start this business. Someone that had that joyful experience. Someone that possibly went through a lot of obstacles and had a lot of wobbles, but ironed out those wobbles through that experience and came to a higher understanding of who they were and what they're capable of. that entire experience could be done in joy. Enjoy. Oh, here's a manifestation event. Now I get to process a limiting belief. Oh, here's a big bunch of money that just came in. Oh, here's someone who wants to buy a franchise. Oh, here's travel to this part of the world to see if we could do business there. Oh, here's a new supplier. Oh, here's a new innovation. Oh, we're growing, we're growing, we're growing. Oh, that's fun. Look how we're growing. Oh, we're hiring some new employees. Oh, we had someone steal something. Oh, that's interesting. I didn't know that was in my vibration, the vibration of loss. Let's see how we deal with that. Oh, there's a lawsuit. Okay, how are we going to deal with that? You see, all these wonderful things that come to you, you can either resist and say, oh, that's terrible, or you can say, oh, that's interesting. How did this come up right now? How funny is that? Well, there must be some limiting belief that I need to work through today to get where I'm going to go to tomorrow. And if you could do that process in joy, well, then you could do that with any relationship, any hobby, anything you're passionate about, anything that brings you inspiration, anything. And you could do many of them at the same time. You could be in business and start this business and be fully consumed with it and still have a wonderful social life, have a wonderful family life, have other pursuits and other passions. You could do more than you think you could do if you were in non-resistance. You know why? Because everything would be easy. It'd be so much easier than thinking, I'm not capable, I might fail, I better make sure I do the right thing all the time, I better make sure my ducks in a row, oops, this person is out to get me, this competitor is out to get me, oops, I got a bad review, that means something, oops, I got to fire this person because of that, ah, struggle, struggle, effort, effort, resistance, resistance, resistance. It was resistance that made it seem like effort and struggle. If the resistance was gone, it would have seemed easy.
That was awesome.
Excellent. We have time for one more super important question. This must be the most important question ever asked. This question must go on to change the lives of millions. It must change the world. Who has this question?
I have it.
Excellent.
Okay. You were saying before how there will always be people who come to this planet to experience lack, and I can't remember exactly what you said. Are there sort of like grades? Like, have some of us been here for longer than others? Have some of us done this more?
You wish. You wish so, that you can say, "Oh, I'm ascending. I'm ascending. I'm ascending. My next life is going to be even better than this life. I'm not going to have to go back and experience lack. I'm not going to have to go back and experience limitation. I'm always going to be this wonderful spiritual leader and teacher." And we say, generally so, that's true. You will not go back and be a beetle. You will not go back and be a slug. You will not go back and be a squirrel. You see, you've done enough of that before. That is a limited awareness, a limited perspective. You are coming forward to now, that we'll say, just for fun, middle of 2020, the halfway point from whenever life started to now. You've got the halfway point. From wherever life has started, from this first single cell amoeba that split that first day to now, has been infinite limited perspectives. Excellent. And there's going to be a lot more limited perspectives as you go forward. But now, as you're adopting a new approach to life, as you're seeing yourself as limitless, as you're listening to your inner self, receiving inspiration, making alignment your number one priority in life, you are making yourself available to less limited perspectives, or shall we say, limitless perspectives. You might say that humans up to this point in time only could believe that so much could be experienced as a human. Now, think of humans that lived 100 years ago. What they thought was possible and what you think is possible is magnitudes different. You see? Now, that change in the structure of society and technology has allowed you to come to this point in time to say that, why not? Anything's possible. Space travel, time travel, living forever, conquering all diseases. Anything you can imagine is possible. And so some of you who are technologically advanced are saying, okay, well, if we could create that and the internet and these apps and all these things going on and all these discoveries, and scientists are saying, if we can find out these things about nature, or these things about everything, then literally anything's possible. Except that, well, there's this physics thing, and there's these laws in place. And so we could never do space travel because you can't go faster than the speed of light, blah, 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 blah. They don't understand one thing. They don't understand why they're here, who they truly are, how this universe works. They don't understand the law of attraction. They don't understand the basic mechanism of physical reality. They don't know what you know, you see. So your potential for creation is greater now than anyone who doesn't know what you know, no matter how they believe things work, you see. You are the first to arrive at this new understanding of how physical reality works, where you understand that you are source, that you are the creator, that you create your own reality, that no one can create in your reality, that you can literally be, have, and do anything you want. Anything you want. You know the difference between what you truly want and what you think you want. You know that when you say, I really, really want this thing, what you're saying is, I really, really lack this thing. Well, most inventors are saying, I really, really lack this thing. I really, really can't figure this thing out. I really, really want to make this thing so I'll be famous and rich and respected. They're not working with how the law of attraction works. They're not working with universal forces. I mean, they are working with universal forces, if you want to call it that, because they can't help but doing it, but they're just doing it from a position of lack, a position of limitation, a position that somebody else could think of it first. Somebody else could screw them over, whatever it is. You see, you are now at this point where anything is possible, where anything is possible. So bring us back to your question really quick. Really quick, what's the question now?
Okay, well, my question that popped up was, well, there are still squirrels here, so who's choosing to be a squirrel?
Who is choosing to be a squirrel? Or yeah, what is the purpose of a squirrel?
To have fun jumping.
Who's choosing to be
springs?
Porter?
My inner being.
And?
All that is.
And?
Me.
And one more. Starts with an S.
Satan? Starts with an S.
S-O.
Source.
So, you might say, if all the single cell amoebas, if all those entities that had experienced that before, why are there still single cell organisms on Earth? Because they provide a function that allows humans and other sentient entities to exist in this realm of creation. Higher and higher and higher levels of awareness. It doesn't mean those previous levels of awareness are now non-existent, or that, you see, you sort of want to say, I am Porter. I came to this life so that I, Porter, could gain insights into who Porter is, because you're separating yourself from Source. So Source comes forward and says, I'm going to partner with Porter to experience this life as Porter. And then Porter will say, well, how about just, why only one life? Why only one life? What if we did 10 lives? And there's Porter, and there's Sally, and there's Mark, and there's John, and there's Ingrid, and there's somebody else over here and somebody else over here, all at one time. Well, that seems hard to understand, doesn't it? Because how could you be in 10 places? But if you're Source, you could easily be in 10 places, or a billion places, or infinite places. So it's a little complex to say, as the human, I'm going on this journey of self-discovery to discover more about who I am for the benefit of Source, not for the benefit of me, because I don't need any benefit. Nor does Source, on the other hand. Nor does Source. We're getting a little ethereal here, but there's a certain combination of how all these things work together to create a unified whole, that could not exist without your contribution, because you are here with a purpose, and so is the squirrel, and so is the single-celled amoeba. And it's over and over and over and over and over again, because the single-celled amoeba never existed in 2020. It's a different reality. It's a different reality. And is regenerating and regenerating and regenerating and regenerating and adding to and adding to and adding to. You've come to this level, which is Porter right now, you see. This level as who you are with your understanding of what it's like to be a human in 2020, who is a spiritual leader and teacher, who is learning and understanding and implementing these teachings into the very fabric of your being. And then you're saying, where is this going? Where is this going? Where is this going? And what's happening over here? And what's happening over here? And there's so much going on that it could blow your mind. So what could you do then? You could focus on what? What gives you joy without worrying about what comes next? Because what comes next will be even more perfect than what's happening now. If this life of yours is perfect, would you say it's perfect?
Yes.
And every other life you've ever experienced was perfect, then every future life would be perfect. If every day of your life, of your past life, of this life, every day of this life was perfect, and this present moment's perfect, and every future moment's perfect, if we say that you're perfect as you are, that you've always been perfect, the system is perfect, everyone else is perfect, the conditions are perfect, 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 can you get into your mind that the system is perfect? Everything's working out perfectly? There are not too many of that or too many of that. There's a balance in there inherently. There's infinity that you can't comprehend. Infinite infinities, all going at the same time, yet all going on a timeline at the same time. You see, the non-physical exists in a moment. There is no time. The physical has a timeline. It's all about time. The non-physical has no space like you understand it. The physical is all about space. All about space and time and time. But the space and time of the physical is actually an illusion, a purposeful illusion for you now. And as you move into your futures and your futures and your futures, that illusion will start to fall away. And it's starting to fall away now as you comprehend who you truly are and what this means. The illusion of separation from other people, the illusion of time, the illusion of lack, the illusion of imperfection, the illusion of limitation. All these are illusions. Isn't that interesting? Now, extrapolate out 1,000 years. When more and more and more people are studying this information and getting to higher levels of awareness so that we can bring forth even more incredible information that will resonate with at the leading edge of thought with those people who are going to come in the future. And as their time falls away, and their space falls away, and their illusion falls away, where do you think they are? The non-physical. You've always been there. You don't think you are. You're in the non-physical now. This is the non-physical. You can't see it. You don't want to see it yet. Mm-hmm. You're seeing it more and more and more. And as you're seeing it more, love is flowing. Love is flowing to you. To you, that's all that matters. As long as love is flowing to you, then it's flowing to everyone around you, and it's flowing to the planet. You're existing in the non-physical now. There is nowhere to go. When you transition to the non-physical, the only thing that's different is the illusion's gone.
Wow.
And with that, we're complete.
Thank you
for joining us for this episode of Joshua Live. If you have a question you would like Joshua to answer on the show, send us a message on Facebook at www.facebook.com/teachingsofjoshua. As always, Remember that you are loved more than you can imagine, by more than you could ever count. We'll see you next time.